When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What I liked about the Epic Intensive was really learning from a lot of the people, not just the people speaking, but also the other students or the people that have been, this is their second one. There's a lot of resources here and a lot of people that have nothing but good things to say about what they've already been through. Even the people that admit they haven't succeeded with some of the things they've gone through are very excited about the product. So I think that was probably the biggest thing that we noticed is the excitement level of people that have gone through this before and have been in the learning process.
I would recommend the Epic Intensive to pretty much anybody. If you've heard of investing, you might as well come check it out, because I had no idea that your return on your investment could be as high as it is. You know, I thought a Roth IRA 12% return was great until I realized how much money you can actually make in real estate investing. So it's worth coming out. Everybody should come. Matt, keep doing what you're doing. I'm glad you're just as genuine in person as you sound on the podcast. I know you hear it all the time, but it's true. So keep it up. Keep rocking the Jordans. That's awesome. I'll be sure to wear mine next time I see you. Just basically keep it going. Keep bringing all your knowledge to us, and we're going to soak in as much as possible along the way. Appreciate it.
Hey, Rockstar Matt here, and I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with your friends and your family. At almost a decade running now, we just wouldn't be here if you weren't doing that. So I'm really grateful for you, and I've got a really good show for you today as well. But before we start, I wanted to ask you a really quick question. I was just thinking, and I'm curious, are you breaking the bank right now on your time and your money, spending more and more on marketing, trying to buy discounted real estate? Because real estate investing trends, the trends have really gotten out of control lately. It's time to go back to the basics. To buy discounted real estate, you only have to focus on three things, just three things. One, contacting leads. Two, setting appointments. And three, making offers. And if you want to crank it up, setting up a really good automated lead machine, that's the way to do it. Do that and you're good to go. And before we get started today, this podcast, as you know, it's all about finding discounted off-market real estate deals. And if you're really serious about finding these types of deals and finding them at will, then you might like to join us at the upcoming live 3-day Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop in Manhattan Beach, California. It's July 18th through the 20th. And if that sounds good to you, then have a look at epicintensive.com. Now, let's get started with the show. Today, we're going to talk about online lead generation for real estate specifically. And the main thing we're going to focus on is finding motivated sellers online, the ones that are truly motivated that'll sell to you at a discount. And I'm going to one up that and tell you how we're doing it for a dollar a day.
This is Terrio Media.
No joke, for real. Alrighty, so before we get started though, if you're serious about your real estate investing and if you're really serious about kicking up the amount of opportunity that you have come across your desk, you might like to grab a free copy of our lead machine architecture. It contains the five building blocks that we use to build and optimize all of our lead generation strategies. And you can have that for free. So if that sounds interesting to you, go to epicleadmachine.com and take a look. Alrighty, let's get started. When it comes to online lead generation for real estate investors, we all know we need to target the people that we're looking for, right? Meaning, and so it's one of the great advantages and benefits that we get that we're privileged to enjoy and benefit from in today's online world is because you can just get really targeted and place your ads in front of your exact person that you're looking for. And I mean, otherwise, and we're just, you know, we're wasting money and we're wasting time. But the huge thing that holds people back is, how do I target motivated sellers online? You know, because it can be easy to target buyers. It could be easy to target other investors. It could be easy to even target lenders, whether that's private money or hard money. Like, it's pretty easy to target. All the advertising platforms, they give you a lot of options and they collect a lot of data. They collect a lot of demographics. And so you can go ahead and take these little points and kind of create a little audience that if this person meets this, 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 they are probably this type of customer, and that's who I want to put my advertisement in front of, right? But the motivated sellers, you know, there's not a Facebook group where all the motivated sellers get together and commiserate. There's not check boxes when people fill out their profiles and say, yes, I am financially distressed. Come in and show me some solutions. Like, people are kind of private with that information and they don't share that information. And there's not a lot of their behavior that directly will indicate that they fit in that category. So I get this all the time, you know, because especially from people who tried to target motivated sellers before. People are, they're worried about mostly about spinning their wheels. They're worried about wasting their time, wasting their money. And they quit the idea of targeting motivated sellers after they recognize that all of those targeting tools and resources and options that those advertising platforms make available, they just don't work for sellers the way that they do for buyers and just about everybody else in every other business. And it makes sense. But here's the thing. Motivated sellers are indeed online. Yes, they are. But to target your message to them, an extra step is required before they're going to see your message, before you can put your advertisement in front of them. The I buy houses advertisement, right? I pay cash for houses. You want to put that message in front of motivated sellers. So how do you do this? Well, there's a few ways you can do it. And over the next couple of days, I'm going to give you a few different ways. But generally speaking, you have to essentially cause them to raise their hand first. Like, they haven't really done anything that's going to directly, where you'll be able to directly identify them. But you can do some things to make them identify themselves and basically reveal themselves to you, okay? And then once they do, now you can target your message in front of them. So I'm going to give you one way right now that we're doing this very effectively right now, and it's called our dog whistle strategy. So maybe you know how a dog whistle works, and if you don't, I'll explain. Dog whistle is, it's a little silver whistle, and if you blow in it, it really makes no noise at all. Humans can't really hear it. Nobody can hear it except a dog. And when you blow that whistle, the dog's ears will perk up and it'll look all around. And it's like, what's going on? Where's that coming from? And that's kind of how this works. It's our motivated seller whistle strategy. And so that's how it works for dogs. And so we can put a message online or put an advertisement online that really no one is going to hear. No one is going to see. No one is even going to watch or pay any attention to except a motivated seller. So this dog whistle or this motivated seller whistle, it works just like the dog whistle. It works just like that. And as an example, we might put something up like, say, an ad that says, I'm buying, this is the one we have right here. I'll just read it. I'm buying houses for cash in the area. Watch this to see if you know anyone in these zip codes who might be interested in selling fast for cash. Okay, so that's just one way. And we have a video version of that. We have a couple print versions of that. And so when that, the only person that's going to watch that is someone that might be interested or know somebody that might be interested in selling their house fast for cash. Everyone else is going to look right past that and pay it absolutely no mind. So this is how we get them to actually raise their hand. There's a few different ways. One way is if they're watching the video through all the ad platforms, you can actually create an audience and single that person out or any person out and put them in their own little group if they watch a certain percentage of that video. So, you know, who would watch more than 50% of that video would probably be someone that was motivated to sell. Okay. So that's one way. Another call to action, like click here to see the zip codes. And so just that link, we've got it now down pretty good. Click the link, no opt-in needed, or I don't need your email address, something along those lines. I forget the exact words. It's a little more poetic than that. But the point being is all they have to do is click. And we use this thing called covert link, where it's a link to an automatic download. So we really don't need their email address, but we can embed a tracking pixel inside of that link with this covert link thing. And what that allows us to do is now place our, they've identified themselves. They've raised their hand because they clicked. And so now we can place our advertisement in front of them and follow them all the way around the internet. So that's one example of our dog whistle strategy. Another one that we're doing is how to easily evict a tenant in 5 steps. Who's going to be interested in that, right? Probably, first of all, if you don't have a rental property, that's going to eliminate everybody. So you don't have to place your ad in front of them. But it will be a landlord, right? Or in our industry, we call them absentee owners. And if they have a bad tenant, they might be interested in how to get rid of that tenant easily in five easy steps, how to evict them in five easy steps. And they can watch the video or they can click on the link and instantly download that checklist. Again, we don't need them to opt in. We don't need them to do anything. We just need them to take some sort of action. And that action can be a click. It can be type in a keyword in the comments and use the chat bot. It could be text this code to this number. It could be call this, listen to this recorded message, all those different things. Or it could be something as subtly as just watch the video. Don't even move anything. Just stop scrolling and watch. And that can be enough to cause them to raise their hand. So now that you've gotten the seller to raise their hand, now you can place your I buy houses fast for cash ad in front of that person. And because this audience is going to be typically a small audience, right? It's just going to be your dogs or your motivated sellers, the ones that heard your whistle. So it's going to be a small little portion of the population, and it's probably going to be somewhere in your market. So it's not going to be over all of the whole state. It's not going to be over the whole nation. It's not going to be over the globe. It's going to be just people in your market where you're looking to buy discounted real estate. So it's going to be a really small list. So because it's a small list, leads can be generated, and this strategy can work really well for you on as little as $1 a day. And if you want to go all out and just get buck wild and crazy and spend $5 a day, then go ahead and knock yourself out. You can do that too. Alrighty. So by the way, if you like the way this is going and if you're really serious about your real estate investing, you might like our lead machine architecture. You can go grab a free copy over at epicleadmachine.com. Here's what we know. People are online. And regardless of what you've tried up to this point, motivated sellers, they are people and they are online too. So it's just not as easy to find. They're just not as easy to find as the typical customer most businesses would be looking for. But it's not difficult either. Just one small little extra step that's required prior to you actually advertising. And then once you've identified them, you can reach them for as little as $1 a day. And at $1 a day, you can let this campaign essentially run indefinitely, forever in your market, being your own little automated lead machine that's working while you're awake and while you're asleep. And so stay tuned for tomorrow. I got another pretty slick way and how we're targeting motivated sellers online, how to generate leads online for real estate. Alrighty? And I will see you tomorrow. I got another really good tip for you tomorrow. All right, take care. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.